But, like so many Bart's old boys, I had been called back to service once the war broke out. Our young doctors had been sent off to the front to attend to the needs of our soldiers, much as I had done nearly 40 years earlier in the Second Afghan War. I stayed on at Bart's after the armistice. Britain was short of everything, including doctors. Scores who had served in the war had died or were grievously injured. Others were so severely diminished by shell shock they could no longer function as physicians. New recruits from our medical schools had dried up, and it would be several years before our ranks could be replenished. Upon learning that Her Ladyship had been admitted to hospital, I informed the administration that as her former physician, I would accept responsibility for her care. I hurried up to the room in which she had been placed, only to find her unconscious from heavy sedation. The note on her chart was brief and read, "Patient ingested mixture of strychnine and gin. Stomach rejected and wretched. Butler and maid forced additional vomiting. Full physical recovery expected. Placed on suicide watch." I asked the duty nurses to have me alerted when she became conscious and coherent. They did so, and 7 o'clock on the morning of 22nd of April, I entered her room and approached her bed. "Good morning, Your Ladyship," I said. "Such a pleasant..."